This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval. I am so excited that it is holiday week Monday. So raise your mugs, gentlemen and ladies, all out there hanging out, stackers. Raise your mugs on behalf of the men and women of Navy Federal Credit Union and the men and women making podcast in Mom's Basement. Big shout out to our troops. Thank you for keeping us safe. Let's go stack some Benjamins together now, shall we?
Appreciate you.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and finally, Black Friday is coming up. I've been playing Call of Duty Black Ops all year, and I feel prepared. Black Friday meets Black Ops, there's a shocking skills overlap. Today, we'll help you plan your Black Ops stealth mission to secure the best deals crowdsourced from the internet with the help of a general from Black Friday Super Saver site, Slick Deals, Regina Conway. For our TikTok Minute, we help you realize you can start a game show anywhere. In our headlines, we'll detail your Black Friday strategery. Plus, we'll throw out the Haven Lifeline to help Matt make sure he's not missing any details before he dives not into deals, but into retirement. And then, I'll share some Black Ops on Black Friday trivia. And now, two guys who form your band of brothers taking Mount Benjamin... It's Joe and O-J-J-J-J-G.
Hey there, Stackers, and happy Black Friday week, happy Thanksgiving week, happy holiday week, happy all the above to you. I'm Joe Saul C. Hi, Average Joe Money on Twitter, and this begins, OG, one of my favorite weeks of shows every year. Regina Conway in the basement today. Bridget Carey on Wednesday, talking about all the hot tech deals. And on Friday, our big board game episode. How are you, my friend?
I'm in the mouse house right now, taking time away to be with you guys.
Oh,
what is the mouse house?
That must have been.
The mouse house.
Of all people to ask that question. Even I got it.
Standing in line at Guardian of the Galaxy today.
As people are listening to this, you are standing in line.
I'm just recording right into my phone. It's live. I'm live streaming it.
I'm like, how are you sitting across the card table from me? But I get it because we're projecting into the future. Yeah, it's great.
It's a hologram.
It's wonderful. And Doug, the video game controller still in your hand. Maybe some good video game deals this week, huh? That we'll find out from Regina.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Could be. It's going to be awesome. But before all that, you know what? Speaking of awesome, how about I lay some of this on you? This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Huh? Huh? How about those for deals?
I'm glad you laid that on me.
Rakina,
you were glad to be laid upon
from Slick Deals coming down to the basement. Oh boy, let's get this started.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's Headlines.
Our headline today comes to us from AOL.com. It is brought to you by
You've Got Mail.
Whenever I see AOL.com, I'm like, that's still a thing? Is that really still a thing?
Still out there.
How about that?
I think for posterity, Time Warner has to just keep it. It's like pretty soon you'll only get Twitter if you buy a Tesla. And people will be like, oh yeah, I remember that thing. That was like a message thing or something. And it'll just be like this long, remember the chirp chirp?
And we're going to be the old people that they're like, you still have Twitter? That's still a thing? Because that's what we say now about AOL, because our parents had it.
Right. You know, and your Tesla comes with a free coaster that looks like one of those CDs they used to give out like every Thursday.
It'll be,
free internet.
Yeah.
A blue check CD.
Let's go directly to the piece. This comes to us from Christine Solomon. She wrote this at Yahoo Life. On behalf, apparently, of AOL, everything to know about Black Friday 2022, expert shopping strategies, plus the best sales now. Well, we got even better sales than they've got listed here. So I'm going to cut OG to the piece that people want to know. If they're shopping for Black Friday, here are some of the things they talk about doing. Number one, do your research. These companies spend all year waiting for this week. Waiting for the lead up to this week, like strategizing. There's rooms upon rooms of people putting their best foot forward, trying to get money out of your wallet. OG, it seems to me that if you are doing some shopping this week, you might spend a couple minutes getting ready.
And that's, and you know, you think about like from a retailer standpoint, what are they trying to do? They're trying to get you there, you know, because once you're there, you're like, I definitely need scented Christmas tree candles,
right?
And they're only 3 for $10. So I should get 100 of them because it's a bargain. You know, if you go in there with a specific thing in mind, or you go to the mall with a specific kind of order of operations, I think you've got a much better shot of staying within your budget and enjoying the experience, because you'll be kind of free to kind of gaze around without worrying about getting roped into something. I don't go to the mall very often, but I do like going at Christmas time for no other reason than just to walk around and look at the panic on everybody's faces. It's quite, it's very, very, very fun, because everything you buy at the mall, you can buy on like Amazon or some other, you know, you can buy from that store and have shipped to you darn near free. So I like sitting there with my peppermint mocha latte, as it were. And
is it safer than shopping online, you think, than going to the store because of all those end cap deals that you're talking about, or, you know, the door
buster
deals?
It depends on when
you
shop. If you shop like me at 11:30 at night after maybe one or two or three cocktails, no.
Or two or seven.
I think I do get lured into other sites, but not as much, because unless Banana Republic's going to pop up, do you probably want this sweater too? Which sometimes they do, honestly.
They do, though. I just bought a cardigan online, and immediately when I put it in the shopping cart,
hold on.
You bought a cardigan?
Stop, because I get endless grief for my vests, and they are way cooler than a cardigan. Because you can't say that word without thinking 90s female group or Mr. Rogers.
Exactly.
There's only two things that come to mind when you say cardigan.
Oh, wait till you see it. Wait till you see it. It's going to be great. But the second that I...
He just moves beyond it. He's like, I'm not going to entertain this.
Quickly, look over here, everybody. Look, if we need more dogs, more ponies, quick. More smoke. The second I put that thing we shall no longer talk about into my, quote, shopping cart, there was a pop-up that said, hey, if you spend $100, we will give you not only free shipping, but some other big discount, you know? We'll throw a discount. And it's funny because I'm already at a number that's fairly close to that. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I just buy another. I end up buying three things. I went to buy one. I bought three to avoid shipping cost and to get a quote discount, but they got like $120 out of my wallet when I was starting at like 68.
Yeah. I wonder actually if going to the mall is safer for your budget. Cause there's fatigue. There's both, you know, visual and audio fatigue, auditory fatigue, whatever, you know, it's just lots of sensory stuff coming at you all the time. You got to walk around to find stuff. I bet you we spend a lot more, which is what they want. I think going to the mall might be the better Christmas shopping, financial Christmas shopping option.
It is funny you say that because I'm in the mall, you know, like UOG, I'm in the mall never. And right. 10, 15, 20 minutes in, I'm like, this is fantastic. 40 minutes in, I'm like, man, is there like a lot of scents and sounds and stuff? And if I'm still there at 45 minutes, I'm just thinking, I got to get the out of here.
Clawing to get out. Yeah.
Joe's like, this is great. It's like they took the whole internet and put it into one giant building.
That's right.
I'm literally walking the internet right now.
I'm hearing the negative comments. I'm seeing things I should never see.
I know.
Children are here that should not be here.
There is an expert in this piece, Kristen McGrath, who says that you should make a list of items you're interested in, to your point, OG, and work from that. Note the current prices at the retailers you already like to shop. That way you'll be able to spot a great Black Friday deal as soon as you see it. There are going to be a lot of things marked that are marked as discounts, which are truly not as great as you may think. And if you go back and listen to last year's and the year before that's episode, that's especially true in tech, where Bridget Carey says, hey, that TV might seem great, but there's only two inputs for the thing that you really want to hook it up to. And once you have those full, if you want to hook up the third thing, you can't hook it up because the way they gave you the discount was selling you something that's suboptimal. So watch out for that. Stay on top of the ads. We've got Regina Conway here to help you with that in a few minutes. Check out holiday price guarantees. I was having this discussion with somebody just recently. Oh, Doug, this was you when we were doing the building of this episode. You were talking about doing your holiday spending early. And Paulette, our writer, asked, have you been looking at prices to maybe, you know, maybe go back and get a discount later on the stuff you bought?
Yeah, I think as we were having that conversation, you feel proud of yourself for doing Christmas shopping early. I would say we're probably 85% done with our Christmas shopping. But then you see all the ads coming up, Black Friday deals, early Black Friday, all of that. And then I start to wonder, shoot, should I have waited a little bit? And then I think we talked about, well, can you go back and ask them for the discount? I had to buy TV died. So I had to buy a new TV and I got that at Costco. And then, you know, you get emails from Costco like every 3 days about something being on sale. So I was constantly looking for my specific TV to see if it went on sale, and it never did. I think you got about a week in a lot of cases, maybe two in a really generous retailer who will say, oh yeah, you just missed it. We'll give you the discounted price. We'll refund you the difference or whatever. But I don't think you're going to get much more than a week or two out of most retailers.
I got this 73 Magnavox that I purchased right, with the two separate dials. Click, click, click. I was wondering, you know, I bought this thing way back in the day. And by the way, another point on holiday price guarantees is when they will match prices. So if you have a preferred retailer that you really want to go through, see if they'll match up. In fact, we're buying the holiday gift that keeps giving. I know you guys are going to get really excited about this. A new dishwasher. I know. Don't get so.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, it's fantastic. So it's almost good. As good as the new HVAC unit I had dropped on me in the middle of this summer. That's a dream come true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, you've had a good year.
Dishwasher and an HVAC. We really want to go through this local retailer, so we're checking all the online stuff before we head out in the next couple of days so that we can price match, because I know that they do. I know that if Best Buy has it for X, they will match that. So do those. What do you think about this last one? Try to get cash back. Oh, gee, some people get into problems with credit card debt this time of year. It seems like, to me, trying to play a lot of these games, if you've had trouble managing the budget, might be just dangerous.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the money, then yeah, you can't trust yourself. You have to do cash. And this is a great year for right-sizing that. You know, if you've gone a little squirrely over the last couple of years for whatever reason, and it's gotten out of hand in terms of who you're buying gifts for or the amount that you've paid for gifts, you can pretty easily just claim recession right now and inflation and just go, yeah, we just aren't able to do it, and not get a lot of grief from anybody about it, because, you know, the rising costs of everything are affecting everybody. So you get maybe out over your skis a little bit and you need to come back. This is the way to do it this year. It's just kind of right-size that budget. And if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. And so be it.
I just got the text from mom a couple days ago. I know she's going to give you guys gifts because she loves you, but family members, no gifts this year. She's like, you know, need new windows. So no gifts. My gift is that the house will be warm during the holiday season. That is the gift. By the way, if you're somebody that can't control yourself and your budget, this is a good pivot. This is written by Amanda Grossman at Frugal Confessions, a really good website about money-saving strategies. How to hide money from yourself. Oh, gee, these are good for the spenders in your family. Maybe a good gift would be to link to this in our show notes or our 201 newsletter. Number one, opt out of your bank's overdraft feature so you physically cannot spend more than you have. That's a good one. I love this idea of overdraft. Hey, here's what's going to happen. We're going to make sure you're not embarrassed at the register, and we're going to charge you a ton of money so that you're not embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're already broke. You're going to be even more broke. We'll help you get more broke. Get rid of that. Number two, stash extra money in a savings account at a different bank than your checking account. So it takes between 3 or 4 days to transfer. I did that myself to get myself out of trouble. Had direct deposit into a bank, made sure I didn't have online access, and I didn't have a debit card. And that works. That totally works. There any money hiding strategies, OG, you like?
That one does really well for me because my third hobby that pays a little bit gets paid into a different account altogether. Like, it's kind of a proprietary account where it goes. And I forgot all about last year and this year, the fact that I got paid in that account. It's like just sits in this, you know, whatever account, and you have to transfer it to a bank. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and they said something like, oh, did you get paid for the thing? And I said, oh, I don't even know. I should look. And boom, there's like $2,000 sitting in this account that just had accumulated over a year of not paying attention to it. So that's a really big thing.
You know, we hear about some celebrities doing this on a big level. I know Rob Gronkowski famously takes his paychecks. I think he lives off the endorsements. Lives off endorsements in his NFL paycheck he took during his career and saved all of that. Like, I love this separation of those things. Yeah. And I think Jay Leno also did the same thing. Took a bunch of his money from one source. If it came from one source, he took that away. So if you have a side hustle, I like that. I also like this one, which is going to be a little bit controversial for people. Amanda writes, buy certificates of deposit with some of your cash. And there's only one reason to do this, OG. Because all of our money geeks out there, especially the broke professors, the people that don't save any money but know everything about everything, they're like, why would I buy a CD when I'm getting a suboptimal rate of return? Well, when you save $0, it doesn't matter what the rate of return is. Listen to this. Buy certificates of deposit where there's a time delay and a penalty to cash out. You specifically buy investments with a penalty to cash out to stop yourself from making a stupid move. You're grimacing. You don't like that.
Well, because you're going to take it's a penalty to take money out of your 401k or your IRA. People do it anyway. If it's there, you're going to figure out a way to take it, even if there's a penalty. Literally hiding it from yourself is probably the best course of action, like putting it in an account that you can't access. But I think it goes back even further than that. You just have to decide early, you know, as you, if this is your deal, right, you just can't control yourself. You need to find something that's of bigger importance to you than now. And that's really what it boils down to. It boils down to you think now is more important than the future. And find something in the future, even if it's just 6 months away or 3 months away. I mean, people do this for exercise. You know, hey, I'm going to the beach in 6 weeks. I have to not eat carbs or something, you know, like whatever it is. Like, you can motivate yourself for those periods of time. And the way that you do it is you find that the thing in the future is more important than the thing that's now. So if you struggle with this, try to find that thing. Don't think about retirement. It's too far out.
Once again, OG has kind of taken words out of my mouth in a better way than I would have said them. But I struggle with this article, Joe, because so much of it is just avoiding the obvious, which is, how about changing your behavior? Like, what is
that
it?
But that is changing your behavior. I think, well, I think not, only
it's not a root cause. All these things about these are all of these methods that the author's talking about are not getting at the root cause. Like OG just talked about, you got to figure out what's going to make me happy. And are these little trinkets and small purchases I might make right now that are going to damage my budget really going to make me any happier than that long-term thing that I really want? And so I don't like a lot of these things, freezing your credit cards, and getting rid of the overdraft feature, which is if you still have a behavioral issue, you're going to spend more than you have. And now you're just paying fees.
No, there will be no fee. There will be no fee. They will reject your credit card. I've been here. They will reject your credit card at the point of sale and just say, you don't have any money. And then there's no fee.
All right. I still think that you're right. But I still think you need to look at some deeper behavioral issues and emotional issues if you're at a point where you need to do some of these things.
I don't disagree with any of that. However, I also know that if it weren't for a bunch of these types of tricks, I wouldn't have gotten there. I still have to find blocks. I got to find as many blocks as possible. And all this is, you're right, Doug, it's just a series of blocks, which is just a series of branches. It does not get to the root, to your point. There still is a thing that I had to see the long term versus the short term. I had to compare the two things and realize that I was going nowhere in the short term if I didn't make the long term better. I did have to do that. But that series of blocks still, there are days and times, it's almost like the time, you know, when Angelo Poli comes on from MetPro and talks about the time you mess up your diet is not at breakfast. You mess it up at 11 p.m. There are these times of weakness where you're just doing the same stuff because it's what you did. And so I like the blocks, but I agree. These are a bunch of cereal
at 11 o'clock is pretty branches. Good, though.
It is pretty good. But man, that when you got to report your weight every morning, you're like, tricks got me again.
Tricks? Who buys tricks as an adult? Seriously, is that in your cupboard right now?
No, I had to get rid of it because it didn't work. That's, you know, you hide it from yourself, right? The tricks is not the problem, but if I get rid of the tricks, things are better. Just don't have the cookies around. Everybody's like, hey, it should be self-discipline. Don't eat the Oreos. Don't eat the Oreos. I'm like, I got a better idea. Don't buy the freaking Oreos. And then you don't have to walk by them 50 times and go, I think I'll just have one sleeve. I know you guys are making fun of me for the tricks. This is an actual audio recording of me with the clerk purchasing the tricks.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah. Box of tricks.
That's right. I've been led to understand that tricks are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say tricks are for kids in the commercials.
And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these tricks, there'll be no trouble?
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child?
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
You'll be okay.
And I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
OG, I'm glad you captured that.
Well, it turns out that they do record you purchasing tricks.
You guys go to the grocery store together?
What? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, coming up next, it's time for our TikTok Minute. This is the part of the show where we take a look at some TikTok creator who is either doing something brilliant or hashtag brilliant on the internet, performing something brilliant. OG, today, is it brilliance or air quotes brilliance that we're going to hear?
Oh, it's brilliance. Yeah.
If you are traveling like I will be this week and like you are right now as people are listening to this, and as Doug is when he's walking across the house traveling, you can maybe do what this gentleman did. He decided to test people's knowledge of the presidents and give away some money. This is a man on a plane having his own quiz show before takeoff.
I got $5 for the first person who can tell me what president is on the $5 bill. There you go. All right, I got another one. $5 to the first person who can tell me what president is on the $100 bill. There you go. All right, last one for you guys. First person to tell me what president is on the $2 bill gets $5. That's incorrect. That's correct. Let's go.
Wow, the president on the $5 bill, the president on the $100 bill, and the president on the $2 bill.
They're all presidents. Everybody knows that. You only put a president on a bill.
President Benjamin Franklin. Dude's handing out money for brilliance.
I think that's on the U.S. citizenship exam.
Which president's on the 100? President Benjamin Franklin. Duh. That's why we named this podcast after him.
We're doomed.
It's incredible. Great game show. But a lot of people took home some money, OG.
Doesn't make it right.
But the dude made a TikTok video with it, gave away 15 bucks.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
And got one third of
something that might be a little more truthful, a little more accurate, is this woman, Regina Conway. She is every year for us just brilliant at showing us where the deals are. If you're doing any shopping, you want to make sure you get this right. You don't want to spend too much money. And Slick Deals, the site that she works with, is a place where the people that go there crowdsource deals. So it's this entire community of people helping each other find the deals. And Regina, because we're lazy, is going to bring them to us. We don't have time to be scouring deals. Let's go talk to my buddy Regina. And now you can too here in just a second. But to get there, Doug, maybe you've got some, some Black Friday trivia for us.
Hey there, stackers. Wake up, soldier. It's Black Friday. Your mission? Reach Walmart by 5 a.m. and secure that big screen TV. Exfiltrate without being detected. You understand me, stacker? I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and the goal is to get in, obtain the objective, and vacate the location as quickly as possible. Remember, no budget survives the enemy. You know who needs to save on Black Friday? Is gamers, because gaming ain't cheap. So here's my trivia. How much does the average gamer spend on the hobby in their lifetime? I'll be back with an answer after I go in for the American Girl Sapphire Splendor doll. Cover me!
Stackers, controlling your money on a day-to-day basis comes down to two things. Number one, great communication, either with yourself or with a partner. And by great communication, what do I mean? I mean sitting down with your app of choice and putting together your strategy based on what you spent the week before. It's super easy. A 20-minute meeting a week. You look through your expenses and then you plot out what are you going to do next week. And you know what? That might seem little, but the big things stem from that. And if you have an app that keeps that in front of you, that helps make it even easier. And the app Cheryl and I use is Monarch Money. We've been using it now for about a year. As you may know, I've used lots of different solutions, and this is by far the one I've stuck with the longest. It helps Cheryl and I collaborate. We can talk about our financial goals. For us, it's travel. We're also adding to our house. We have a goal in a few years to really work on our lawn as well and just make it a pretty place to live. But the travel piece, as you know, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, that's a big one. And what's cool is I can put our financial independence goals and our journey up right next to our budget, because everything at Monarch is very intuitive. It is very customizable. So what the heck is Monarch? You're sitting there wondering to yourself, aren't you? Person I just made up. Yes. Let me tell you what it is. It's an all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you comprehensive view of all your accounts, your investments, your transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track your progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, Stackers, because you're a stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. Got to have the slash Benjamins to get the extended 30-day free trial so you can see that you'll like it as much as I do. How does it work? Well, it's very intuitive. It has a simple, intuitive design that makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can collaborate with your partner, family, or your financial advisor. What's cool is you can invite all these people to your account at no extra cost, so you can collaborate and everybody gets their own login info and everybody gets a joint view of your finances. And as I mentioned earlier, it's customizable, and best yet, it's ad-free privacy you can trust. No ads. You're not being marketed. When I had other apps that were free, I got marketed all the time. Well, not only do they not do that, they also don't sell your data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself and using it for about a year now, on a daily basis, I totally get why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, because you're a stacker, you're going to get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Benjamins. That's Monarch Money, monarchmoney.com/Benjamins for your extended 30-day free trial.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Hey there, stackers. I'm Amazon Echo Squad team leader Joe's mom's neighbor Doug. According to All Home Connections, who did a survey of gamers, the biggest spenders in the gaming world are millennials. When they're not smothering their toast in temperamental oily fruits, they're spending an average of $86 per month on gaming. The website crudely calculated that if they'd just taken this money and secured a conservative 6% return, they could have had over $307,000 in their coffers by retirement. But would they have had the glory? So, how much money does the average gamer spend in a lifetime? $58,000! Rendezvous with the latrines to puke, stackers! And now, to help us on our money-saving mission into the Black Friday fray, we welcome Regina Conway. Hey, that rhymed.
And joining us again, my goodness, it feels like she was just here. Regina Conway is here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. And it does feel like I was just here. The year seemed to go by faster than ever.
They totally do. It is in some ways sad. In some ways it's great because I love this week. And I love the fact that you help us kick this week off. All right. I've got a very specific question for you, Regina. I was in Target last night. You know that Target announced last week that things, according to them, they think are going to be pretty rotten this year in terms of sales. And that made Target stock go down. The stock market kind of struggled with that. But even in my local Target here in Texarkana last night, I saw so much product. Like they are stacked to the, I've never seen so many big screen TVs just in every aisle, all over the place. It feels like a really bad sign, like we're not buying the stuff that we normally buy, and maybe Target's right, which I guess would mean our deals going to be better than ever this year.
I think the deals are really, really solid this year. And on top of that, they've been spreading them out. So normally what we see is just really that consolidated. You wait until that Black Friday time period to buy. We've been seeing really fantastic deals throughout the course of November. And retailers are doing everything they can to try to draw in those consumer dollars. But, you know, it's interesting because we did a survey of about 1,000 U.S. consumers. We asked questions around holiday spending patterns and things of how they anticipate whether they'll be shopping, what they'll be shopping for. You know, inflation came up as the biggest concern. 57% of Americans said that that's their biggest concern when it comes to holiday shopping this year. not a surprise. But even so, 37% said that they don't plan to cut down on their holidays this year and that everything will be the same as in past years. So I do think that, you know, I mean, we didn't ask the questions behind that. I would venture a guess to say that, you know, a lot of people budget for the holiday shopping period, and so they may still have that money to spend.
So more spread out this year. Is that just because of the competitive nature this year? Like Walmart knows and Target knows and Amazon knows and everybody knows. So they're trying to just beat the competition to get the money out of my wallet quicker.
That's right. So it, just in case, you know, you actually get to Black Friday or that first week in December and the consumers have spent their dollars, the retailers are trying to get ahead of it. So Amazon really kicked it off the earliest this year with that second Prime early access event that they did. It wasn't quite Prime Day, but it was sort of, they were trying to do a little bit of a Prime Day type event. And all of the retailers got in on that because they were trying to capture consumer dollars. So Walmart's been rolling out the deals since the beginning of November that have been Black Friday specific deals, Target as well. And you really just don't have to wait for the Black Friday day itself. In fact, the Walmart deals this week roll out Monday. They rolled out for Walmart Plus members early in the morning. Then at 7 p.m., they become available to the general public. So again, there may be some extra bonus incentives on Black Friday itself, but really the retailers are doing what they can to spread out the deals so that they can capture those consumer dollars.
You mentioned Walmart Plus. You know, Walmart has their club, Target has their club. Are these worth joining?
It depends on where you shop. So, you know, for us and in my household, we happen to be Amazon Prime members because we utilize many of the services in addition to the 2-day shipping. We also get our girls really love to watch a lot of the free Prime shows. They have their tablets that are connected to it. So for us, that membership is worth it. If you're regularly shopping at Walmart and you don't plan to shop for $35 worth of items to get that free shipping or delivery, or you need it quicker and there's a Walmart close by to you, then it could be worth joining. It just really depends on what your shopping patterns are. And that's something that each household should evaluate for themselves.
Let's dive into these. You sent me some notes ahead of time, and I think we might have already covered what's different this year, maybe. But just some general tips for people as they head out this week and start thinking about, you know, scoring some deals.
Right. Well, the first one is you don't have to wait for Black Friday morning itself. You should start looking for those deals now. But before you do, make a list. And although that sounds obvious, it is just one of the best ways to keep your spending in check. It's also a good way to make sure that you think about all of the people on your list. So, you know, sometimes people that you're not spending for regularly, maybe you're getting teacher's gifts. Maybe there's a neighbor that you're shopping for. So make that list. I also have been actually tapping into some of these deals for gifts for the next year. We go to a lot of birthday parties over the course of the year. There's been some really, really strong toy deals leading up to Black Friday that I've been tapping into just to kind of anticipate the needs for next year. So make that list before you shop. It may not just be all about your holiday spending. It could be for next year as well. And then the not waiting for Black Friday itself. Again, if you see a good deal, go ahead and make that purchase. Just make sure that you check on those return shipping policies so that you don't get stuck with any return shipping fees. But most of the retailers this season, and they've been doing this for the past few years, they have extended return windows during that holiday time cycle. So, you know, where it might traditionally be 30 days, you might get a little bit of extra time to return that purchase. So if you see a good deal, you can buy it now. And then if you happen to come across a better deal in a few weeks, you can, and you haven't gifted that item yet, you can always return it and make the purchase for, or ask for a price adjustment. Although some retailers won't do that. And they particularly will not do that with Black Friday prices.
Back when I was on television, Black Friday was one of my favorite days because I would show up at the TV station that day and the station's helicopter would hover over Best Buy and there was a line going twice around, you know, twice around the store.
Right.
I don't get that feeling anymore, Regina. I don't get that feeling at all anymore. The Black Friday thing is not, to your point, it feels more spread out now than it was.
And it is, because the deals more than ever this year have been spread out, and they're also more than ever available online. So you don't need to, you know, especially, Walmart changed. They used to have those very traditional doorbusters where you would line up to go in and get them in store. Now, most of those deals are either available online or they're not marketing them as doorbusters, because what they don't want is the bad press around people fighting in the store over that last TV. They also have more inventory this year. The supply chain issues on some of those products have caught up. They got a lot of their shipments in that were maybe backlogged. And so there is product to be had. They don't want to create that sort of frenzy in the store anymore.
Oh, that sucks, because Those are some of my favorite videos to watch, watching people just be horrible to each other for no reason. I mean, just the basis part of me just goes, are you kidding me? We're fighting over what? Yeah.
Happy holidays. I'm buying this to gift to somebody and it's going to be a lovely gift, but let me fight you for it before I can get it.
Your next point on your list, man, the second I opened this email from you, it just says free money. And whenever anybody says free money to Joe Saul-Sehy, I listen. So what's going on here?
Right. Free money, with the caveat that it's not a sweepstakes, it's not the lotto. So there is a little bit of spending that you have to do to get the free money. But there are more than ever, I would say, some really strong deals this season. I have not compared that to the data from last year, but what we're really seeing surfacing among people getting excited around these types of offers. So if you shop with Amazon, you can get a $10 credit if you add your Venmo account as a payment option. So if you're already using Venmo and you're already using Amazon, you get $10 to spend at Amazon. Now, of course, that $10 generally ends up being a lot more than the $10. Most of us don't just go and buy that, sure. that $10. Right. But you're going to get that $10 off, essentially, just for connecting your Venmo account. For Walmart accounts, it's select Walmart accounts, so you do need to check. It's not going to be every account. I think it's geographically based, and I don't know what their algorithm is on this. But you can use a promo code that will get you $10 off of a $50 purchase that can be stacked on top of what you are already saving on their Black Friday deals. If you are not yet a Costco member, Costco is offering a $45 shop card if you sign up for a Gold Star membership. So the membership costs you $60. You then get a $45 shopping card back. And essentially, you're paying $15 for that membership, which if you're planning to join a warehouse store, this is the time to do it.
Wow. Yeah, $15 in the deals that you can get when I used to live close to a Costco. That's a pretty good deal. That's a very good deal.
Right. And Costco does this about two times a year. Sometimes they've thrown in extra promotions over the course of the year, but certainly no one, unless you're desperate to get something and maybe you need, you know, a major purchase that you're making and it's worth the cost of that $60 membership. But basically, if you're new to the warehouse stores, you should always look for these types of offers. They do roll out a couple times a year. And then finally, you know, the discounted gift cards. So PayPal users have options for a lot of different discounted gift cards right now. Gap, Domino's, PetSmart, kind of places that you would be shopping anyway. And you can stack those discounted gift cards on top of your coupons that you have or your rewards points or whatever it might be that however you're shopping, it's essentially free money. So you could buy, let's say, a $50 Gap gift card. You get it for $40 and then you stack the 40% off savings code that you can get for Gap, and you're really just maximizing your purchase that way.
Well, and the amazing thing about your site, about Slick Deals, is that your users are ninjas. Like, if people want to know exactly how to stack these things, like, holy cow, man, they are ninjas at knowing how to stack these deals.
That's absolutely it. That's how we always say, you know, it's like the deal gymnastics. So you can't just Google, these deals. You will not find them the same way as you can through our community of users. They will tell you there's an additional coupon. There's an additional, you know, use this rewards point because it's two times the savings that you'll get or the two times the rewards points that you'll get. And then on top of that, we launched a cashback rewards program ourselves. So with certain merchants, you can also accumulate additional cashback rewards that way as well. So yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Not only are they betting the best of the best deals, but they're also finding the best way to get you that absolute best price.
Yeah, a lot of the solutions out there, the fintech solutions, the, you know, the browser extensions that I have, like, don't come close to what some of these people can do. I always wonder when I'm on your site, I'm like, how does somebody have this kind of time? Like, but God bless them. I'm glad they do, because they saved me a ton of money.
I know. It's like, I've now worked for the company for 8 years, but on top of that, I am a Slick Deals user and I use it on a daily basis. I know I can go to our, what we call our front page, and I'm like, okay, there's the community saying this is a good deal. I trust them. I'm tapping into this because they do it because they love it. I mean, it's kind of that thrill of discovering the deal. So, you know, people find it, they post it, and then they kind of get the, it's like telling your neighbor, but now you're telling 12 million people instead because you're finding right. a platform to do it on. But there's no, you know, we don't pay them. There's no incentive for them to do it. It's just really that thrill and excitement just of finding sharing. That deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely sharing. The Slick Deal users really have, I think, I would imagine, shown a spotlight on four areas that you are highlighting today for us. So let's go through these. Let's dive in. You've got beauty as number one. I could use some beauty.
We all could. That same survey I talked about before, we asked where people expect to do the most or where they expect to spend the most on their holiday gifts. And personal care products actually ranked, it tied with tech and electronics at about 42%. And just above that was clothing and accessories and gift cards, which, you know, we talked about you should get the discounted ones. But beauty is really something that has emerged for Black Friday. So it's primarily, you're looking at more of those premium brands, but it's a good time to save on those premium brands. And one of the hot items this year is the Dyson hairstyling products. Those are quite pricey, so it's an investment. But if you're looking to make that investment, Black Friday is a good time to look for those deals. Best Buy actually has the Dyson Supersonic hair dryer. It's on sale for $344. It's normally $430. So wow, you're getting a significant savings there. Again, it's a pricey investment, but this is something that a lot of people have been kind of chattering about in the, in the arena. And you do have to be logged into your Best Buy account in order to get that pricing. So you won't see it if you just land on the Best Buy site. You actually have to log into the account. Similarly, the Airwrap is another popular product. If you go to Dyson's website directly, you can get notified. I think they'll be having some sales there as well on that. And then premium makeup brands. So Amazon, which we don't always think about for beauty products, they're doing a 30% off of some premium brands like OPI, Jack Black, Bioderma. So a good option to check out there. You don't just need to necessarily go to the traditional beauty retailers. That said, Ulta Beauty is also doing a very big Black Friday promotion. The Urban Decay Naked palette this year, they have the Wild West palette. That's kind of the one that's being promoted across the board. So 50% off at Ulta Beauty and at Macy's if you prefer to shop there.
50% off.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big number. We have an Ulta, I'm going to say 3 miles from our house here. And Cheryl shops there all the time. So maybe that's, okay, that's probably the first one I need to write down. Next up, let's talk about toys. You got a toy right behind you, Regina.
I do. So this is where I have been spending the majority of my time, and I am definitely benefiting from the value of the Slick Deals community this year on this one as well. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they are, the first thing on my list is the Squishmallows. They are obsessed with those. I have one of them behind me, but I only have the mini one here. The big ones have been going on sale, and they've been rolling out. So this is something that you actually want to set an alert for if you are in the market for it. But there's been various ones that have been a Minnie Mouse one for $9. That's a 14-inch version. A Sven the reindeer from Frozen for $17. But the like supersized one, I think it's 16 or 20 inches. So these are very popular toys. They're kind of rolling out across the board. And so that's something to set a deal alert for and make sure that you're keeping an eye out.
For people hanging out with us on YouTube, can you just hold that up? Can you grab that?
Let me see if I can grab it. Here we go.
You got long enough arms?
This is the miniest one. So this isn't, I only brought the tiny one with me, but I think by the time, you know, the girls are asking for these from Santa. And I think by the time we get through all of these deals, because they're so just such great prices, we'll be like smothered in Squishmallows. In the house.
Good news is if you fall down, you're fine. You'll be fine.
You're totally fine. Exactly. Right. They can use a dual purpose. They can use it to jump onto.
Yeah. What else we got?
Legos. So for our users on Slick Deals, it's one of the top deal alerts that terms that is set. And there are so many different models and pricing and different types of sets, everything from, you know, for 4-year-olds up to adulthood. Black Friday week is the week to look for those deals. Kohl's is having 30% off of select Lego building sets. Walmart has select sets starting at $40. They also, I did mention the one that I already tapped into in their rolling deals. I can't guarantee that this one will come back, but we've seen it in past years where it's a 1500 classic piece set, normally $60, marked down to $25.
Wow.
Then up to 40% off on Lego sets at Target. So again, a lot of different options with the retailers where depending on which set you're looking for and what age group you're looking for, those are kind of the three key places to look for those.
I don't know what it is about adults that I know in Legos, but Legos clearly not just for kids anymore. Of course, the Lego movie kind of makes fun of that, right? Where it turns out, I don't want to spoil it, but adults are involved and it ends up being that. But Eric Brotman, who listeners might remember from a Friday roundtable recently, I saw he and his daughter doing Lego sets all the time. It's like their father-daughter activity. Although I get the feeling, Regina, it's more father than daughter. it's got his thing. And then a good friend of mine, another financial planner, Dan Postel in Detroit, collects these. There's a doctor that my wife works with who has all the Star Wars sets. Like, these are clearly becoming an adult toy, I think, as much as a kid toy.
I think you're right on that. And it's funny that you say that because my husband, one of the doctors that he works with, is also a Star Wars Lego collector. It's really funny. And then he'll tell him, or my husband will tell him, he'll be like, oh, there's a deal on this one. And he gets all excited about it. So, but yeah, it's definitely expanded beyond. I think all of those of us who grew up with it have now graduated into the adult sets.
Well, it may be what it is, and we'll get back to deals in a second, but I think there might be something psychologically here, because I was listening to an interview that Tim Ferriss did with Hugh Jackman. And Hugh Jackman, of course, the actor, performer, talked about how when he's not acting, he likes to do puzzles. Like, he just likes the fact that the puzzle takes his brain off of everything. And I think Legos, for some of these jobs, like, Legos are a great way to just get your brain out of all this other stuff and into the moment. I don't know. Maybe that's psychologically what's going on.
It sounds like it could be. I mean, to your point with Hugh Jackman, we love puzzles in this household, too. I think the Legos are kind of a three-dimensional version of that.
Yeah. It's a theory. Could be a bad one. I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. I have no validation on that.
That's right. All right. We got more in the toy world. I love the toy world.
Well, we do. So Target also buy one, get one 50% off of toy brands like Barbie and Marvel. A lot of the top toys that people would be shopping for during the holiday season. I really think Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and Amazon also are worth checking out for these various deals, depending on what you're shopping for in your household.
I noticed yesterday at Target, because you can find me in the board game aisle. I'm already seeing some deals on board games now, too, which is awesome.
Yep. We purchased a new Connect 4 because ours was kind of breaking down. So we just tapped into that deal that happened.
Time for the new one.
I know you're more advanced on. I'm still dealing with the 4 and the 6-year-old. So I know you're more advanced on your board games.
Not that far, Regina. Not that far removed. I'll play Connect 4 any day. I'll get my butt kicked by your 4-year-old at Connect 4 any day. Yeah.
She's learning some tricks.
Let's move to the kitchen, which is talk about something that gets me in the moment. I love cooking. Let's talk kitchen supplies.
Right. So for some people, this might be a great gift category. For some people, this might just be a great time to tap into those kitchen supplies that you need for the holidays. And it ranges in everything from basic essentials to the high-end appliances. Again, depending on what you're in the market for, you can really find a deal. I pulled some of the ones that our community is most excited about. There's a 13-piece cookware set that is at Macy's. It's on sale for $30, normally $120. Now, it's not a top-of-the-line cookware set, but it's something where if you're just, you know, we have two properties that we Airbnb, so I actually got the sets for those because, you know, it's something that for $30, you can't really beat that price. And
also for some of our listeners just starting out, too. I mean, why spend a ton of money when you're going to be moving 20 million times?
Right, exactly. And it's one of those things where you might not have the space for something more. You might just need to have the essentials. You may not even be cooking that much in your household. So it's a really good option. And our community is really excited about that one. Also, speaking about starting out, I think I talked about this with you before, but I have a toaster that I bought on Black Friday through one of these deals. I don't even know how to date it at this point. I mean, it's been over 20 years that I've had this thing. And it was a $5 deal, which they still have those deals actually at Kohl's this year. So, you know, it's not a bells and whistles toaster. It is you put your waffles or your bread or whatever it is in, you press the button down, and sometimes it comes out a little burnt. But for $5 in 20 years, I think it's been worth it. So Kohl's, you can get Toastmaster kitchen appliances for $5. After, you do have to do a $12 mail-in rebate, and so you do have to spend a little bit of time doing that, but worth it if you can have that appliance. They also have, if you want a slightly upgraded version, Black & Decker kitchen appliances for $13.49 after that $12 mail-in rebate. And they last, and even if they don't, again, if you're starting out, it's a great option to just kind of get the basic essentials. The kitchen tabletop appliances are always a really good deal around this time of year. Similarly, actually, I guess on the more expensive front, 5 years ago, I think it was Instant Pot was the thing that everybody was buying. Yeah. Now it seems to be the air fryer. I don't have one yet, so I can't personally vouch for this, but our community is vouching for this. Walmart has a digital air fryer, 14-quart air fryer for $60, and it's normally $170 value.
I generally rely on you for these deals, but I will tell you this. I was at a Crate and Barrel last weekend, and I could tell air fryers were the hot thing. I had no idea until I walked in there, because a whole corner of the store was like 8 different types of air fryers. Like I didn't know that. I don't have one either.
I don't yet. I mean, the people that use them seem to love them, but I'm just like, I did buy the Instant Pot 5 years ago, and we don't use it nearly enough for the amount of space that it takes up. So for me, I'm holding off for a few more years.
Yeah, I never did the Instant Pot. And to your point, people that use it use the crap out of it. But a lot of people, it's almost like the stationary bike that they don't use that holds clothes, you know?
Right. I think our Instant Pot holds other pots for it.
Right. Yes. Let's move on to another favorite area for a segment of our audience, home improvement products.
Right. Another really hot one for Black Friday time period. Everything that you can imagine, from what you traditionally think of as home improvement items, like tools, to vacuums, to Christmas trees, to Christmas decorations. So you want to look at the deals at Home Depot and Lowe's and Ace Hardware. They're all trending really well with our community. But in particular, it's a good time to buy a ladder. Our community loves this deal. There's a 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at Home Depot on sale for just under $45. And that's a savings of $55.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Worth it if you're trying to make that investment. Most of the major tool brands, Ryobi, DeWalt, all of those have really solid offers right now. There's a 48-piece Ryobi project set that is 50% off. It's normally about $20. It's now just under $10. And it's got everything you need for cutting and drilling and outside of my scope of expertise, but it is trending really well as well with our community. So if you're in the market for any of those items, this is Black Friday is a really good time to tap into those deals.
Boy, but I remember when I was first going off on my own, my dad bought me a set like that, Regina, and I still have a good chunk of that, of those tools. I mean, just a great way to, for somebody who's going to be living on their own for the first time, a fantastic investment for them.
Absolutely. And if you can save 50% off, all the better.
Yeah, super. Fantastic. I bet you know a place where people can go for tons of deals all the time. Tell me.
I do. So Slick Deals, which is where I work, obviously, it's a community of millions of real people who are out there finding, vetting, and voting up the very best deals at any given time. So really, at Slick Deals, we sometimes say it's Black Friday every day, although, of course, with Black Friday, there are even more deals than ever. And it's people like you and me who find a great deal. We post it, and then the rest of the community can vote it up or down based on how good a deal it is. That can factor in things like, what is the current market landscape? How much it's been on sale before? And we just celebrated our 23rd anniversary, and we posted about it on our various social channels. We have folks who were commenting who have been with us almost since the beginning. They were saying, you know, I raised my kids from childhood to they're now in college, and I've been with you this whole time. These are people who are really passionate about saving. But if you don't want to post and participate, you can just really benefit from the knowledge and the power that this community has. And like I said, I mean, I go to our, not only in a professional capacity, but I do use our site every day as a consumer, and just the types of things you can find that you maybe wouldn't have had time to go out and hunt for. You have 12 million people who are helping you do that.
I'm in that second camp. I use it all the time. I don't think I've ever posted, but I always find myself, I'm like, oh, let's go check out Slick Deals and see if I can score a better deal. And you know what's funny is I think I almost always do. So next up for me is a dishwasher, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Black Friday, it's not the top time period to buy big appliances. Typically, those tend to be more deeply discounted around those 3-day holiday weekends, like Labor Day and Memorial Day. However, they are having sales on them as well. So you might want to check them out while you're in the market.
That is good news, Regina. I was thinking about that. If my dishwasher decided to die, this was a good time. Like, good timing, dishwasher. Nice job.
Right. Exactly. You can at least still get one that won't be the full price, which we had to do. I hate to admit it because I'm supposed to be the person who, I mean, I hate paying full price on anything, but we did have that happen with ours. And it was like, okay, we just have to bite it because right now there's no other option available.
Yeah. Well, because we could have bought it, we could have thought ahead and maybe bought it because you could kind of feel it dying. But I don't think many people do that. I think many people are like me, where they wait until the thing just completely is gone and then go.
Right, because sometimes you sense that it's on its way out, but then it might go on for much longer than you ever expected. And you,
I've lived in this house 2 years and I thought it was dead when we bought the house. So we milked 2 more years out of it. Anyway, we will have a link, everybody, to slickdeals.net on our show notes page. Regina, great seeing you again. Thank you for helping Stackers save a ton of money again this year. And happy Thanksgiving week to you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. And thank you, as always, for having me. This is one of my favorite times of year when I get to talk to you.
Hi, I'm Derek. And when I'm not working on the hook for Joe's Mom's Next Greatest Rap Album, I'm stacking Benjamins, baby.
Big thanks to Regina for joining us. Every year, OG, she brings it. Too bad you're already spending all your money with the mouse this week, or you could score at least three or four of those.
Merry Christmas, kids. Hope you enjoyed it. Splash Mountain.
Or was that the strategy? You're like, no, kids. Sorry. There will be no Santa Claus this year because we had to hand it to the mouse. We had to hand it to Bob Paycheck. I mean, Chapek.
My daughter's very excited, so... It's her first time.
About not getting Christmas gifts?
No, about being at Disney. So it's worth every penny is where I'm going with that.
Do you like this, Doug, that he says, my daughter's excited? Or my daughter's excited. I'm not excited at all.
I mean, I like it, but...
I got to jump on this grenade.
As people are hearing this, OG's skipping through the castle on his way to the Peter Pan ride.
Nope, today's Epcot Day, so we're in Guardians of the Galaxy line.
Oh, heaven. That thing was so
What's that
great.
Got to do with Epcot?
That's where it is.
Because it's in Epcot. That rides at Epcot.
But why would they put Guardian of the Galaxy in Epcot? Duh. I thought Epcot was all about international stuff.
Duh.
Like, it is international.
Interstellar,
it's
national.
Intergalactic.
Duh.
God, I just need to think before I open my mouth, because that makes so much sense.
You know the show's going south when we're dissecting Disney and their thought process for what goes in Epcot. So let's throw out the Haven Lifeline and tackle some of life's most important questions. Our friends at Haven Life Insurance Agency, Doug, they put what you value first.
Yeah, right now, auto parts off the internet is what I'm valuing for someone. I used to have to dig around Chuck's scrapyard, harvesting the parts myself. Now, finding seat covers without awkward stains is a piece of cake. You just go to the internet. That's what I'm valuing.
And now you get the ones with the non-awkward stains.
Right. Because they're in places where you're like, oh, I could see how that could happen.
I could totally have lost my lunch there. Your loved ones and your time, it says here, is the deal. But on the right seat cushion, your loved ones and your time, that's always more fun. It's why they made buying quality term life insurance actually simple. You go to stackybenjamins.com/havenlife now, you'll get a free quote. Love what they're doing, guys, at Haven Life because they're committed to offering a modern way to buy life insurance. It's all online. They have streamlined the process. Get in there. You know what's a great Black Friday gift? Finally getting your life insurance in order. StackyBenjamins.com/HavenLife gets that done now. Today, we are going to throw out the lifeline to our new friend, Matt. Say hi, Matt.
Hey, Joe, OG, and that other guy on your show. I'm about 16 months away from being eligible for a generous state pension at the age of 41, and my wife and I have been thinking about what me being retired looks like. Up to now, I've been the primary wage earner, but my wife is about 5 years into her career as a nurse. The idea is to have the family move on to her insurance once I no longer bring in that coverage, and for her to continue working at least for a while until the kids are older. We're lucky enough to max out our Roths and my 457B every year, entirely in indexes, with some left over for us to YOLO into crypto with. The pension should cover nearly 100% of our living expenses and has a nice cost of living increase beginning in year 3 of retirement. So as long as inflation doesn't remain as high as it is now long term, I think we'll be okay. But I can't help but feel like we're missing something. In these next 16 months, what should we be doing to make this transition as financially smooth as possible? What are some things people overlook when they make this kind of sort of retirement leap? Your show is something I look forward to every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I'm looking forward to that sweet, sweet shirt even more. Sorry, Doug.
People are just trying to bait me now.
Do you think? Yeah. You think maybe?
Let's just dangle the piece of meat over the lion's cage and see if he gets ticked off.
He gets the wonderful shirt. We're going to send it. Gertrude, putting that code right in the mail for you right now, Matt. But by the way, congratulations on what sounds like some great planning and obviously some service that resulted in a nice pension, OG. So what are your thoughts for Matt?
I think the biggest thing is non-financial, and it's just simply like, what the heck are you going to do with your life? And as you think about the next year and a half, as you're getting ready for it, I don't suspect that you're picturing like sitting at home all day. You know, somebody that's worked long enough and hard enough to get a pension this early in life means that you probably worked a lot and you probably have been pretty busy. And maybe you're looking forward to a little bit of downtime, a little bit of kind of a normal schedule. You mentioned you've got some kids and maybe they're a little bit younger, so you're going to spend a little time with them. But you still have to fill your day with stuff. Kids are in school, like they're in school for 6 hours or 7 hours, right? You leave at 8 and go pick them up at 3. What are you going to do for that period of time? If you're still able to work and you're not taking a pension because of, you know, a disability or something like that, there is a boatload of side hustles that you could occupy your time with and kind of start creating that second career. I think that the idea of sitting around and kind of doing nothing for a long period of time is pretty enticing when you're working your tail off. But when you're used to working your tail off and then you go do nothing, you're going to get pretty bored. It sounds like from a financial standpoint, you're good to go.
But it's even further than boredom, OG. I think there's, you know, studies show these existential crises happens. I mean, boredom turns into what you started off with, which is, what am I doing?
Yeah. That's a big leap, but it's also a $30 word. Are we allowed those $30? You have to be able to spell it.
Two per show.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, crisis, perhaps, boredom for sure. But I mean, from the financial standpoint, it sounds like everything's good, right? Got insurance, got pension that takes care of all of your living expenses, got a spouse that's working and, you know, making some money. So like the money's good. I would be thinking about like, what now what? You can't spend from 41 to 101 not working. You won't make it to 101. You'll make it to 63. So get out there and do something.
That really is where everything flows from, right? I mean, that's where your asset allocation flows from. That's where your decisions about your emergency fund flow from. Like everything's going to flow from this inner discussion he needs to have.
Yeah. Again, based on what he said, the money's fine. Right. You got a pension that's going to pay you with cost of living. You've got a spouse that's working. Live within your means already. So like keep doing that on the money side. But I'm mostly concerned with what are you going to do with your life?
Thanks for the question, Matt. Maybe Matt, you will come hang out with Doug and you guys can be friends and you maybe can loan him your t-shirt from time to time.
That sounds intimate.
Well, Matt sounds like a nice guy.
Intimately. Stackofbenjamins.com.
Yeah, duh. / voicemail if you would like to leave a question for us, especially for OG, and we will dive into your question. Stackofbenjamins.com/voicemail. We also have a listener episode coming up, so we are going to do hopefully quite a few of these next week. Dive into the mailbag as much as we possibly can. StackyBenjamins.com/voicemail. One other thing while we're talking about the community, OG, lots of people in our Facebook group, The Basement, remarking how much I sounded just like Eminem last week when I was doing my Eminem rap. So yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, people, for all that. That's going to do it for today. Hey, just a few final thoughts. Thanks to everybody who left a review. A lot of people last week, I made a bigger call for reviews and got a lot of people that said some very kind words. So thank you very much. If you have left us a review recently, we definitely appreciate you telling new listeners to the show exactly what they're getting into with the Stacking Benjamin show. It is great to read all of those comments. Also, if you want a guide to all the ways that Stacking Benjamins can help you, stackingbenjamins.com/welcome. Brooke Miller, OG, just put together all the places you can find us. Like, you know how I always talk about YouTube, Instagram, the 201, all these different things. We just put it all into one place. But if you don't need a welcome guide to Stacking Benjamins like it's your welcome guide to Epcot, instead, you're here because you're concerned about the market, the chatter around a recession. OG and his team have put together a free guide that shares 8 moves to make in a down market. This guide will help you plan more, panic less, no matter what the market does. So head over to stackybenjamins.com/guide to get this helpful free guide from OG. Thank you, OG, for putting that together for everybody. I think that's going to do it for today. Let me check my notes. My notes say, Doug, what should we have learned today?
Well, Joe, first, take some advice from Regina Conway and crowdsource the best deals out there. Second, stores spend all year strategizing how they're going to grab more money out of your pocket this holiday season. So spending a few minutes planning your Black Friday will help you even the playing field. Imagine if you spent a few hours on your retirement, too. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? But the big lesson? Wait, don't move. 60th anniversary Barbie Dreamhouse at 10 o'clock. Affirmative. We have a visual on the mother lode. Get your gear, up your skills, and get out there, Stacker! Thanks to Regina Conway for joining us today. Find her advice on all the deals at slickdeals.net. We'll also include links in our show notes at stackingbenjamins.com. This show is the property of SB Podcasts, LLC, copyright 2022, and is created by Joe Saul-Sehy. Our producer is Karen Repine. The show is written by the brilliant Paulette Perhatch, with help from Joe, me, and Doc G from the Earn and Invest podcast. After you listen to our show, check out the 201 Deep Dives, written by our website manager and blog editor, Brooke Miller. You'll find the 411 on all things money at the 201. Just go to stackingbenjamins.com/201. Once we bottle up all this goodness, we ship it to our engineer, the amazing Steve Stewart. Steve helps the rest of our team sound nearly as good as I do right now. Want to chat with friends about the show later? Mom's friend Gertrude is our social media coordinator and the room mother in our Facebook group called The Basement. So, say hello when you see us posting online. Here's a weird fact. Both she and Tina Eichenberg are never in the same room at the same time. To join all the basement fun with other stackers, type stackingbenjamins.com/basement. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you next time back here at the Stacking Benjamin Show. Not only should you not take advice from these dorks, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor.
You know, a few weeks ago, we had a TikTok minute about Airbnbs and stayed at a nice Airbnb when we went to the board game convention last week. And by the way, Doug, 2,500 people there.
Impressive.
2,500. But I saw this list that the Airbnb owner had. It was a nice older house in a nice area, walking distance to a bunch of restaurants. And everybody had, you know, we had a lot more room than you would at a at a hotel to just play games, relax, get away from the 2,500 people. But there was this big list at the end. There will be, oh gee, a $50 charge if you do not strip your bed. There will be a $50 charge if you don't wash the dishes. And I'm like, you know, hotels just seem more attractive all the time. Like these fees that we put up with when you're paying a premium for all this stuff. I don't get it. There should be a fee though at board game conventions for people that don't shower, because there is a thing at these conventions. And luckily this year I only smelled it twice, that we commonly refer to as gamer funk. And I know that some people have, you know, they have
an aura.
Well, no, they just have physical issues, right? And I understand that. But there are clearly some people who just maybe should think a little bit more about hygiene. I walked out of the library. They have this huge library with all of these games. And one time it was so bad, I walk out of the library, me and my two friends walk out of the library with a new game, and the stench is so bad. The person is not even there anymore. There's nobody there. And I can tell where they were. It's like, you know, Pigpen.
Oh, you're from selling this conference.
Oh,
sounds like a blast.
No, it was bad. It was almost as bad as this. Cheryl sent this to me yesterday. This is a piece from DMARGE, written by Daniel Kringian. Chinese man goes viral, smokes cigarettes the entire marathon. This dude runs like a 3 hour and 30 minute marathon, which is much faster than people who are 50. He's 50 years old, much faster, like nearly an hour faster than other people. And he chain smokes the entire way that he's, just imagine if you're running behind this guy who's just chain smoking the whole 26.2. It's like running behind Doug after he's had that chili he was talking about last week.
Just sitting over here minding my own business.
Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. But one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner, because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? And you can borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.